The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. So today is one of my favorite festivals, Acharanatha Bodhisattva, great king of light. So I can't resist talking about him a little bit, even though he's not my main thrust today. He sits still on his rock, or stands still on his rock, amid the flames of greed, anger and delusion, fear, ignorance, whatever ails us, sitting still, not trying to put out the flames, not putting more wood on, not feeding fear and anger, like, oh, they did that, and then they did that, and then they did that, or, you know, what's going to happen? It's maybe the awful thing will happen, whatever it might be, not just feeding it, and not saying, oh, I'm not going to I'm not angry, I'm not upset, it's all right, I'm not upset. But sitting still in the middle of it, and letting it just burn, and not judging it, not trying to push it away, and not feeding it. Simple instruction, don't hold on, don't push away. Really profound and hard to follow, actually. But this is what we try to do. And there's all kind of other attributes to Acharanatha. It's stillness, vigilance, faith, perseverance, and courage. Because it takes courage to sit still in the midst of whatever is going on. It seems so much easier to rush off and do something. And sometimes you just have to sit still in the middle and wait. So today I thought I'd talk about courage a little bit. Sometimes I've talked about fearlessness and fear and all that. But today I think I thought courage. Courage, the word courage comes from the Latin word for heart. It's a thing of the heart. We take heart. We have the heart for something. We are wholehearted. We are heartened by things. So the heart is right there in the midst of courage. And in the old meaning of courage meant more a disposition or a wish rather than just simply valor, which it tends to mean today. But it has that sense of a wish, an aspiration, something of the heart that we follow. I had this lovely article that came in the mail about everyday courage, written by Reverend Zwicko Redding of the Cedar Rapids Zen Center in Iowa. And it's really nice. So that's what gave me the thought of talking about courage a little bit. She was talking about having floods in her basement all the time. In the Midwest, they've got floods. Here, we've got a drought. So every day she's going down there to the basement, seeing this water, mopping it up, squeezing it out, washing the rugs. Every day she goes down to do this. She says, this doesn't look like much, but this is just the everyday courage of doing what needs to be done. For us, you know, we may be carrying water out to our little plants or being mindful of how we use it. The same kind of thing. You're just trying to do the best you can, doing what needs to be done in whatever circumstance we have. And this is courage. Just doing what we need to do, doing what's next, patiently and without complaint. We can complain about the heat and about the drought and everything. It doesn't help. Poor old people in the Midwest and the East have had this dreadful weather. It could be worse for us. We could have floods, you know. You never know. It's one thing or the other. But whatever it is, it's not going to be perfect. That's almost certain. And if it is perfect, it won't last. And whatever it is, just to accept it with patience and do the best we can with it. And that's courage. Doesn't look like a lot. We can get all worried and afraid, you know. What if her house sort of melts away and gets washed away in a flood? Or for us, what if we never get rain? What if it never rains again? What if we had forest fires? There's lots of forest fires in the West. These things can happen. And yet, we still have to have courage just to do what needs to be done, accept what comes our way, and do our best. And speaking of forest fires, you may know that the Dragonflower community, Reverend Master Koten's community, have had to evacuate from their temple up in BC because of a huge forest fire that just sprang up very, very quickly. And they had to just leave very, very quickly, just in essentially what they were standing up in and a few documents, not much at all. And they don't know. There they are in a nearby town, not knowing if their temple will burn down or not. All they can do is practice faith and courage and do the next thing. Maybe helping other people, heartening other people. Knowing Rev. Master Koten, I'm sure he's a pillar of comfort to other people who are in the same situation. We have to just live our life, do what needs to be done, do the very best we can, without turning away from the things that are uncomfortable, difficult, unwelcome, undesirable, not what we wanted, but there anyway, to just face them and do our best with them. Again, from Reverend Zwicker, she quoted this very nice piece from Dogen, his extensive record. A little section, the courage of patch-robed monks, which means actually the courage of all of us, because we're all in the same boat. He says, the courage of a fisherman is to enter the water without avoiding deep-sea dragons. The courage of a hunter is to travel the earth without avoiding tigers. The courage of a general is to face the drawn sword before him and see death as just like life. What is the courage of patch-robed monks, i.e. ordinary people like us? He says, spread out your bedding and sleep. Set out your bowls and eat rice. Exhale through your nostrils. Radiate light from your eyes. Live your daily life, but with brightness. Do you know that there is something that goes beyond? There is something beyond the mundane circumstances of our lives. And that is what we have faith in. To do what needs to be done. To live our life with courage and faith. Radiate light from our eyes. Doesn't mean we're going around blessing the whole world, but just doing our best to live a good life, to meditate, keep to the precepts, and trust that that is enough. That is living with courage, doing what we need to do in all the circumstances of our lives. We don't have to be a hunter or a soldier. We just have to live our life without turning away. I'm going to read a little bit from this, because she says, if I can find it, what have I done with it? Here it is. We often think courage is something special, she says, something that first responders and soldiers have, but we don't. Courage is much more pedestrian than entering burning buildings or staring down tigers. It's about facing things we don't want to face, making the bed, taking care of a sick child, mopping up the basement are acts of courage. Very ordinary, nothing special, but just doing what needs to be done, not avoiding it. Oh, I'll do that later, I don't fancy it. There it is, you know, just to do it without complaint, with courage, not turning away. Distraction. Our lives are filled with opportunity for distraction, for turning away from what we need to look at and what we need to do in all kinds of ways. If we feel uncomfortable, we're unhappy, or something's happened, or we've done something that we wish we hadn't done, and we feel a little bit, well, we can distract ourselves. We can go to a movie, or turn on the computer and look at the internet, or we can drink or take drugs, or all these kinds of things. And of course, many of us have tried all these, and in the long run, it doesn't work, because you come back and you're still unhappy. And maybe unhappy and drunk too, you know. So there's another way to go. That feeling, that unease that can pervade our lives, the feeling that something's missing, that things are really difficult and sometimes frightening, that we don't know what to do. Life's going by and we're not in it, you know. And if we're lucky, we notice this. If we're not aware, a whole life can go by with that distant unease and we just push it away. But we have the opportunity to notice life is not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But there's something I can do. There really is something I can do. I can live my life with courage. I can face it and not turn away. Not turn away from discomfort, fear, unease, all the things that make life less than perfect. But I can face them with courage and do my best to sit still. Acharanatha. He's not turning away. He is sitting still right amidst those flames of desire and anger and fear and despair. All those things that we often turn away from. He's sitting there right in the midst of them. And that is what helps. Not heaping more wood on the fire. Not trying to stamp out the flames. Not feeding anger and desire and fear and so forth, and not pretending they're not there. Just sitting there with courage, looking it right in the eye, and sitting still, and doing what needs to be done. Because sometimes you need to do something. Not comfortable, and it's not easy. To sit still in the fire of desire for something that we know actually isn't good to do. Or in the fire of anger, when we're really mad and we want to say something or hurt somebody, to sit still and just refrain. Sometimes we might need to do something, but it's better if we don't do it out of anger. Just wait till we're cooler and we can see more clearly. And then sometimes we might think, it's okay, it's just me getting in a state, it's all right. Or, there's nothing I can do about it, no sense in just screaming. You know, whatever it is, fear, you know, not feeding it. What if this and what if that? We just deal with it, you know. To look fear right in the eye is very fearful. You know, it makes you very afraid when you have something like a fire or sickness or someone we love is threatened. And yet, it comes to us and we just deal with it. And we find that we have the strength, we can deal with these things. If we sit still, accept them, do our best. We do have the courage, actually. We just need to summon it and to let it help us. To trust that it's there. To trust that we can do what we need to do. We do have the strength. We can sit and trust that we will know what's best. And we will be able to do it. Not to doubt that. This is the courage of everyday life. Things come up all the time. Desire, anger, fear, despair, all the different things. Disappointment, inadequacy, jealousy, envy, all that stuff. Constantly arises. And we can sit right in the midst of it and face it with courage. To be wholeheartedly present. Again, it's the heart. Wholehearted. Our whole heart is in it. Wholeheartedly here, in this present moment, in this present body, in this present breath, right here, this body, this moment, this breath, not some other body we'd much rather have or some other moment we'd be much more comfortable, this is what we've got. Whether it's hot or cold, we're sick, we're happy, we're well, whatever it might be, we're old or young, here is what we have. This moment is what we have, is all we have, to sit still with courage and not turn away right in this present moment. Rooting ourselves right here, rooted in the present moment, as that invocation says that we sang. Rooted in our body, in our breath, in whatever's happening right at this moment. Not avoiding it, trying to distract ourselves by something. It's fine to watch movies and look at the internet and all those things. Of course it is. But we want to know what we're doing, not to make it our habit. Every time we're uncomfortable, oh, I think I'll do something else. Oh, I'll come back to that later. I don't want to look at that now. But sometimes we just think, just have to say, now is where it is. This is the moment. I'm afraid. Or I'm feeling bad about the thing I just did. What happened there? Just to look at it and see what it is. What is upsetting me? Why am I worried? Why am I upset? Why do I have that unease? What is going on? To look at it with courage. Much better than just avoiding it, because it gets bigger if it's over here somewhere. It looks bigger. If you just look at it, it shrinks down to size. Sometimes we do need to do something that takes more than just our usual effort. Sometimes we have to have extra courage to do something, to speak up, to make a change in our life, to face something we didn't want to face and deal with it. And we may not even know how it'll turn out, but we just have to do our best with faith that it will work out somehow. Sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And yet we still deal with it. We still do our best and accept the consequences. We still have to live. We still have to act. We still have to take responsibility for what we do. We can't just avoid it by saying, I'll just sit still, maybe it'll go away. It's not that. Sometimes we have to do something. Another thing came my way this week. This little bookmark from Dr. Jim Parker's memorial. A number of us went to that. And they gave us all these little bookmarks with this beautiful quote from Goethe, which I'm going to read to you. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no person could have dreamt would come their way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Just great. And we aren't always doing something bold with genius and power and the like. Mostly we're just living our life, mopping up the basement, you know, watering the plants or whatever it might be. And yet, there's that side too, that there is something that helps us in all the enterprises of our lives, both when it's just ordinary, mundane-seeming life, and when we try to make a change, to step out, to do something that our heart truly longs for. Have the courage to do it, you know. Make sure it's a good idea, you're not just being daft. But you never actually really know until you try it. Sometimes it's a really good thing to do, even when everybody else says it is daft. How do you know till you try? But to see, is this good to do? What does my heart say? Do I want to do this? Is it something that I long for? If I never do it, I'll never know, you know? To live with courage is to live with commitment. And that's what Goethe's talking about. To commit ourselves to our life. It's the only life we have right now. To commit ourselves to this, each moment that we have. Not to just let it slide by. So much of the time we do that. I still do that. I try to notice more. And if we're lucky, we notice how much things just slide by. And we just keep coming back. Not to despair, but to keep coming back and doing our best. And in many ways, we're swimming upstream. Trying to live from a different place from the way most people live, trying to live from meditation and stillness and keeping to the precepts. in a world that seems determined to go blindly on, bent on self-destruction and harm. That is how it seems, that we're constantly swimming upstream, and that takes courage. But actually, it's not the whole picture, because although the world may seem bent on harm and self-destruction, individual people do better. They learn something. We learn from our life. We may do something really stupid and harmful, and we can learn something. And other people who may do terrible things, maybe will learn something. We tend to see the results of selfishness and greed and hatred and fear. They seem to be very dramatic in our world. But we don't tend to see the results of kindness and restraint and generosity and patience. They're much quieter, but they're there too. And maybe they're just as strong, if not more so, than those dramatic, harmful things that get our attention all the time. All over the world, there are people just practicing patience and kindness and courage, doing the best they can to raise their kids, do a good job, help their friends. They're not especially religious, maybe. They don't think of themselves as special at all. But they live with courage, just trying to do their best, sometimes with incredible nobility of spirit that we may never see. And that makes a difference. And we can make a difference. We can live with patience and kindness and courage and look wholeheartedly at our life, not turn away from the things that are hard and painful and difficult, but to face them with patience and acceptance and with kindness. Not to get righteously angry about all the things that are going wrong in the world, but to try to practice sympathy and understanding. Why do people do these things? What's it like to be like that? I could be like that. If I was in some different circumstance, I could be just like that. I don't know. We have the good fortune to be able to hear the Dharma and put it into practice, to be able to practice meditation, to keep to the precepts. And this is an enormously helpful thing. We don't know the effects of our simple meditation and our simple trying to do our best. We don't see that. And we're not going around thinking, I'm going to be a good person. I am going to meditate and spread beneficence throughout the world, influence all my friends, you know. It's not like that. We just become a pain. But if we can just simply, humbly and modestly try to do our best, not knowing how it will turn out, not knowing what life will bring us, looking it right in the eye with courage and with faith, because faith is a large part of courage. This is just the best we can do. And here is Robin Zuiko again. She says, everyday courage is not easy. We eat our dinner, then wash our dishes, thinking that the time might be more fruitfully spent on other things, not having confidence in our present action. We turn down the covers and climb into bed, being kept from sleep by the anxiety about tomorrow. We waver between trying to get to sleep and getting up and working on that project for tomorrow because we're anxious. Let's get it done now because I'm worried. Just to let it go. Everyday courage is the faith that doing our dishes or going to bed is what the reality of life needs right now. Trusting that if we take care of these details, our lives will take care of themselves. We don't have to have it all figured out. Faith and courage are intertwined. To have the faith to take a step requires courage, whether we're making a change in our life or simply washing the dishes and going to bed. If we can just do it, then we will see whether it works or not, and be able to know the direction from there, to learn from our mistakes, to have the courage to just make a move, and to sit still within everything, to sit still at another. A A great monk once remarked that enlightenment is living without fear. Living without fear, or living with courage, is just doing what reality asks of us, no matter how hopeless, frustrating, and endless it seems to be, with the confidence, the faith, that this is where we need to be right now. When we can have this kind of courage, our lives radiate light. Our lives can radiate light simply by doing our best, not trying to be something special, but just doing our best and trusting that, as it says, without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails. Without fail, beings do learn. People do better. People do practice kindness and patience and faith. And we can do that too. And it does make a difference. And that's our talk for the day. Thank you.